Well, we've got the lines loaded, and we're going to shoot through them. But the one important thing I don't know that I stressed enough in our article about insulation. It is June. It is roofing month. You know, the roof is the biggest exposed area of our home, so that's the biggest area to go to insulation. But it's not limited to just the roof. You know, sunscreens, that's insulation. You're insulating
that's right.
outside your home. Awnings, if you don't have sunscreens, that's insulation. Extending your roof line, like this picture we have on the blog of this California-style home where it's got 3 inches of eaves, well, stick that roof line out a foot to create shade on the entire wall of your home. That's insulation.
All of those things.
A shade tree is insulation.
It is.
A trellis with a vine protecting your south wall, that's insulation. Stop the heat, stop the light from hitting your home.
And people ask me all the time, what are some of the easy things to do to save on energy? And Romy, that picture you put in our blog of the electrical outlet was genius. Because if people will stop to realize, if you walk around the outside of your house and look at every electrical outlet, the switches and the receptacles, not only on the outside of the house, but on the outside walls inside the house, and on a hot, hot day, you can actually put your hand there and feel the heat coming through it. So I tell people, if you'll just spend a morning and about $15 in good caulk, you can do the same as closing one window at your house in the middle of the summer in an afternoon. Go around and remove the trim plate from the switches and the receptacles, and apply a little bead of caulk between the junction box and the stucco or the siding or the sheetrock, whatever it is, and close off that thermal bridge that's being used by the heat to gain access to your house. Most homes will have as many as 12 or 14 or 16 J-boxes on their outside wall. When you finish caulking all of those the way it's shown in our blog, it is the same as closing one open window. And you'd never open a window on a June afternoon with it 110 degrees outside, would you? So here's one really easy thing virtually everybody can do. And people ask, well, should I replace the air conditioner? Okay, but spend these $15 first. All right, let's get to the phone.
And that picture, Jen actually put that picture together.
Jen, Miss Jen Gura?
She did.
Well, that is a great picture. Let's go to Rusty, calling from Buckeye. We've got Rick and Wayne. Rusty, good morning. How can we help you, my friend?
Hey, guys. So I'm looking at taking off the I've got T111 siding on my house, and I'm looking at taking that all off and then adding the insulation and then stuccoing on top of that.
Okay.
But I want to know on thickness, is 1 inch is good, is 2 inch better, is 3 inch great, you know?
Yeah.
Is there a difference there? And then also on the attic that you guys just touched on, I understand sucking air is not good, but what about if you force air back in through a swamp cooler for the attic? And what about radiant barrier on the underside of the roof trusses?
Okay, lots of questions here. Let's start with the wood siding. Is it, what condition is it in?
It's in pretty good size. It's pretty good condition. The house is built in 97. It doesn't match the neighborhood
okay.
that it's in. It's just a custom home amongst three other custom homes on a farm area. So
okay. Well, Rusty, there might
make it nicer.
Okay. There might be a great argument for applying some tie wrap around that siding and put the insulation right over the top of the siding.
Yeah, one more material is just one more thing that the heat has to pass through.
Exactly.
So just leave it on there. Whatever you're going to do, do it to the outside of that.
And is this something you're going to do yourself, Rusty?
Most likely, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it's very critical around the door and window openings when you're applying this insulation that it's properly flashed. And I don't know if you're going to do like little pop-outs around the doors or windows, but
yes.
do a bit of research on that. Wherever you're buying the insulation, ask them for the flashing details, okay? And follow those details very, very carefully. And I would tell you that it won't be worth the money to put any more than 1 inch on. Once you go beyond a 1 inch board, it gets pretty pricey. 1 inch is standard. You can get 1 inch extension boxes for all of your J boxes that are on the outside of the house. It's easy to work with. No reason to go any more than that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's your insulation.
Okay, but I'm also going to tell you, you need, before you do anything else and spend any more time or thought on doing a stucco, you need to look at Echelon. They have the Enduramax wall system. There's
that's a great
point. Countless number of reasons I would do this over stucco. Stucco cracks. You need to paint stucco. You got to repair stucco.
Stucco is not waterproof, and most people don't realize that.
The Enduramax wall system, you have a variety of styles, designs, stone. It's
insulation.
These products are colored all the way through, so you never, if you ever have any chipping or something cut off, it's not like you've got this big eyesore on the side. Well, we're going to send you this link. Hang tight. I know you had other questions.
And he had other questions.
We'll keep answering those. But during this break, if you can get to a computer, you've got to look at this system. And if in 0.2 seconds you're not convinced this is better, I'll let you take me to task on the other side of this break.